Good morning, Audio Boo and Booers. Thought I'd better make at least two days of consistent audio booing. I'm so glad that this is audio and not video, because being Friday, I feel absolutely dreadful. And to top it all off, I'm walking down Newark Street, which is the street in St Enton, going down the side of St Stephen's Church, that I decided I was going to make my boo run. And I'm off to London today for a production tomorrow. So back to old stomping grounds, stage managing and show calling and the like, just for one night only. But I've got all my tech, all my kit, in a wheelie bag, because I don't want to use taxis because I'm too stingy, and car going into town, parking in the car park, I'm too stingy, and also I like to try and make myself think that it's better for the environment, but it does mean that I walk down here with the most grumpy face on because my arm hurts because I've got to pull this wheelie case. Which is fine, at least I don't have to carry it. So anyway, yes, it's a although it seems like a bit of a departure going back to a physical production event, it's often these things that make me realise just how similar what it is I do now. It seems such a huge jump to go from stage production to web design, as it was at the time. But since technology has evolved and the years have gone by, social media and the resourcing and discovery of new tools and services and platforms and how they can be used effectively and add value and cost effectiveness and all those kinds of words which in low budget entertainment, very low budgets we normally have, that's kind of what my job was, trying to find resources as cheaply as possible and find those incentives for companies and organisations who have the resources that I desire to become involved in a production. For stage shows, it was kind of a little bit easier because if you had a good show, you had the tickets you could give away. But now, it's made me realise that my greatest asset is the social content that I can amplify for an organisation. And to maintain the value of that network, I need to be active on it. So I'm trying to do a little bit of consistency. Finding the medium that suits you is key. And at the moment, holding the phone to my ear and wandering down this particular road, it's kind of the best medium for me. I find putting my thoughts into text quite difficult and time consuming because I have to reread it and reread it, and writing it down isn't the problem. But as a dyslexic, you write down what looks like and feels like the best piece of writing ever written, and then you go and read it back and it's complete and utter pap, and makes absolutely no sense. And then you get sentences that make total sense to you, but then you read them and think of the combination of words that you've used and you think, is that actually real language or is that just my dyslexic head putting together words that don't actually exist? So yeah, this I think is going to be a good thing for me. Currently it's going to Audio Boo, so one of the things that I try and do with these services is also make sure that they're in the location that's most accessible and adds most value. It wasn't until I came to business that I came across this return on investment concept, and it's not really business. I mean, although it's a concept that people obsess about, we don't do anything unless there's any value in it, and that value might not necessarily be monetary. Well, I've always said I'll get to the bottom of Newark Street and then that's it. I'm going to cross the road and carry on. So hopefully I can be a bit more consistent with these boos. So comments, happy to hear from people. It'd be lovely to be able to give some feedback on these little walks. So goodbye, booers.